Jeff McDonald, writing for the San Diego Union-Tribune, had a story on the latest Lubbock County Medical Examiner scandal that was picked up by the Drudge Report. The headline on the Union-Trib story was, San Diego pathologist accused of improperly harvesting children's organs, tissue, in Texas lawsuit. Drudge cleverly paired the story with the headline about a pro-life bill in Texas because most of us remember that undercover video in Houston appeared to show abortion providers collecting and possibly selling the tissue of murdered-in-the-womb babies for medical research. For those who have followed the story, there was nothing new in the coverage by the big California newspaper except for a bit more focus on something that should ring alarm bells with prudent people. The type of hubris which is almost always present with those who position themselves as our betters and who often think themselves above the law. The company employing the medical examiner in question seems to take the idea that only its top officials are smart enough to make judgments about right and wrong, stating, "It is clear that some of the employees, who were not physicians or pathologists, didn't understand the thorough process necessary for an autopsy that may be later challenged in court." If that were the case, the company could have explained such to not only employees but county commissioners, and all of this would have passed unnoticed. Instead, it fired an objector and stonewalled a county commissioner attempting to find out the whole story, and Lubbock residents once again find themselves in a medical examiner scandal making national news. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.